Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Nearly 3 weeks ago, the United States Supreme Court released its decision in the case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. As a result, Roe v. Wade and its companion case, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, were both nullified, and the regulation of abortion was returned to the states to decide on a state-by-state basis. So far, roughly half the states are moving to ban abortion, while half will allow it to remain legal, at least for the time being. Here in Montana, we're being told that nothing has changed. Abortion will remain legal because of the Montana Supreme Court's 1999 ruling in the case of Armstrong v. State. The decision, which is basically our version of Roe v. Wade, found that abortion was protected under the explicit privacy guarantees in the Montana Constitution. So why are abortion proponents running scared as they proclaim abortion rights to be at risk? It's because, contrary to the narrative repeated ad nauseum in the press, something did change when Dobbs was decided. In fact, a profound change took place. A change so dramatic that it could lead to the reversal of Armstrong and ultimately to a total ban on abortion right here in Montana. I'm talking about an awakening. For the first time in decades, we have proof, not just theory, but in practice, that bad Supreme Court decisions can in fact be reversed. That realization gives me hope, and it's the same realization that keeps our opponents awake at night. No longer must we resign ourselves to the belief that the Supreme Court said it, so that's it, the argument's over. No longer must we hold ourselves subservient to the notion of so-called settled law. We know for a fact that the High Court does occasionally make mistakes. One of the most egregious at the federal level was the decision in the case of Dred Scott v. John Sanford. In that 1857 case, the court upheld slavery in the U.S. territories and denied the legality of black citizenship. No one in their right mind in 2022 would argue that Dred Scott was correctly decided. More recently, in 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling in the case of Citizens United. Those on the left howled in protest, and Montana's liberal Supreme Court even asked the U.S. Supreme Court to revisit their decision. Those who say that we should not mess with precedent forget that they asked the court to nullify one of its decisions just 12 short years ago. So back to our awakening. Because of Dobbs, we now have a model for overturning bad Supreme Court decisions, and it's even easier here in Montana than at the federal level because we elect our judges. We simply need to elect a majority of non-activists who are constitutional originalists to the Montana Supreme Court. Then we ask them to revisit Armstrong. Attorney General Austin Knutson already has a motion pending before the Supreme Court to strike Armstrong because of its multiple flaws. The fact that Montana's trending more conservative makes this even more doable. In the current election cycle, we have Supreme Court candidates who are on record as being pro-life. If they get elected, we're one step closer to banning abortion right here in Montana forever. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.